lunch there at the top.
I'll be here.
Holiday or something.
Right. Okay, it's 6:30. It's Wednesday, March 9th. We'll call the judiciary law enforcement meeting in order. Roll call, please.
Dan Esposito? Ron Johnson?
Yep.
Anita Johnson? Anita Johnson? Boyd Frederick?
Here.
John Poole?
Here.
Leah Blau?
Here.
Sage Holloway?
Here.
Rihanna Ritzai?
Thank you. 6:32, comments. Citizens seeing none, citizens' comments are closed. Supervisor comments. Any supervisor have any comments at this time? 6:34.
Actually, isn't this our last meeting?
No, it isn't. We got still one more.
We have one more.
Oh, that's right.
April.
One more. Yep. 6:34, chairman comments. I don't have any at this time. So moving on, we have, can I have an approval of the minutes of February 10th, 2016?
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Boyd Frederick, second by Supervisor John Poole. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Those are approved. 6:34, we have cabaret license with Bassett Creek's Saloon and Eatery. Captain White.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Quick and painless tonight. I have a resolution for a cabaret annual license for Bassett Creek Saloon and Eatery. They applied for their probationary back in July of 2015. And largely have no incidents to note on their record. This past year, we had a false alarm report and just a standard tavern check, which is routine for the guys on nights. I would have no objections to them going to a annual cabaret license since this place is very well behaved.
Any questions for Captain Wagner? None. May I have motion approved?
Motion approved.
Second.
First by Supervisor Frederick, second by Supervisor Blau. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It is approved. 6:35, we have the 2016 Wisconsin Department of Justice Anti-Heroin Task Force grant. Captain Halsey, how are you, sir?
Chairman, members of the committee, Captain Weicker appreciates you having him ahead of me on the agenda because I talk a lot. We have a proposal of a resolution to accept a $15,000 grant from the Wisconsin Department of Justice intending on reimbursing the Sheriff's Department here in Kenosha for overtime hours worked on investigations focusing on trafficking opiates and heroin. The Racine Sheriff's Department is the fiscal agent of this grant from the DOJ, totaling $75,000, $15,000 of which is allocated to Kenosha County. We request that this resolution be granted so we can accept this part of the grant.
Any questions for Captain White? I mean, Captain Halsey, I'm sorry. I got a quick question, and I'm sure you know the answer, or even Captain Weicker. Is heroin a big problem in our county?
It's a huge problem.
I would just like the community to kind of, I mean, I'm told it is. I mean, do you see it ramping up? I mean, from a decade ago to now? I mean,
absolutely. There was a death this weekend. A 22, 23-year-old kid was died of a suspected heroin overdose in Silver Lake, was it?
Yeah, the years have increased because of the ease of transporting small amounts of heroin, which equate to large distribution, as opposed to cocaine, marijuana, which comes in larger packages. You know, an ounce of heroin can go a long way in the community. And now your clientele is also getting addicted, so that never goes down. So the drug dealers have figured out that this is the cash cow of the future for drug sales.
Yeah, I heard it's a nationwide problem.
Oh, it's a big time nationwide problem. Like Massachusetts, it's terrible. Yeah.
Right, and then obviously we've reacted with the Narcan things that we're putting out on the streets with the officers as well to help rescue efforts in those regards. But like Captain Halsey said the other day, we had an overdose, and that happens on a frequent basis because they don't know the amounts they're taking, or if somebody fixes it for them, they give them the wrong amounts, and
sure,
and they overdose to the point where their heart stops.
Can you speak to, I mean, is it, I was at a seminar, and gentleman from the DOJ, and it was put on by Advanced Pain Management, and all the doctors in the room when we were talking, and the biggest thing they were talking about is these kids taking their parents' prescriptions meds and then once that's gone, they go to the heroin because it's cheap, or the drugs on the street are more expensive. I mean, the Oxycontins and all that stuff. And is it because it's cheap? I mean, is that...
Well, it is and it isn't. Heroin in a pure form can be very expensive. However, they're cutting it with so many different things nowadays. The methamphetamine dealers will use parts of heroin now, too, when they make their concoctions. They use methamphetamines now to cut into cocaine so they get a higher degree of addiction. And that's the bad game that the drug dealers are playing up there. But heroin in and of itself, the qualities are different, just like anything else. And if you get a bad quality heroin, after you got a good quality heroin, you get the doses mixed up. And I think that's when you see these accidental overdoses quite a bit. But so it really depends on which kind that you're getting. If you're getting pure liquid forms, that can be a little higher price. If you're getting powdered forms, it can be a cheaper, lower price. So it's hard to give you a ballpark on that.
Right. Supervisor Poole?
Yeah, how many overdoses, deaths did we have in 2015?
Well, I don't know that one off the top of our head.
That's a good question. I can tell you we had two in the last 30 days.
Wow.
One was a 24-year-old, I believe.
The medical examiner would probably have that data. I know that...
Can you find the numbers, please, Don?
I know that the health department also does a lot of research in this area, and they've expanded their Narcan distribution. Narcan is offered free for anybody that wants it. And like Captain said, we're in the process of having it be in our squad cars for our deputies to be able to administer. We had an addicted inmate come in the custody with the Kenosha Police Department, and she was unconscious in the holding cell. And luckily, the rescue squad, when they got her, they first thing Narcan brought her right back. I don't know if that was heroin, but saved her life. She probably would have died before they got to the hospital. It's rampant.
When I was in the hospital, they had someone drying out from heroin in the room next to me. And if anybody is on heroin or wants to think about it, they should have heard that room for about 30 hours just screaming and everything, trying to get out of the restraints and everything else. It was one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Yeah, I've heard that heroin withdrawal was one of the worst. We've seen it in the jail, too. Although I would say that Xanax withdrawal is actually even more more lethal to the patient. I've seen that one, too. It's not pretty.
Any other questions? Not going to have a motion to approve.
Motion approved.
First by Supervisor Blau.
Second
by Supervisor Poole. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That's approved. Moving on, we have 640, the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services, Kenosha County Pretrial Intensive Supervision Program 9 Grant Award for Fiscal 2015-16. Captain
Nelson. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are requesting a resolution to accept the $75,000 grant from the Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services to help fund our repeat drunk driving arrest intensive supervision program. We've been involved in this program for over 19 years. It runs from July 1 of 2015 through June of 2016. This grant, along with Sheriff's Department funding, which is in our budget, and client fees collected, will afford the $157,000 budget plan for us. This program keeps a number of people who would otherwise be in our custody in the jail out in the community under this intensive sanction program. Today's census in our jail has 93 individuals on this particular program out in the community rather than being in our jail. So from a sheriff's department perspective, this is an absolute no-brainer. We really need this program to stay funded and to stay in Kenosha because it does keep 93 people out of our custody.
Any questions for Captain Housing? Supervisor Poole?
Well, we talked, I believe, at Public Works and also here about how we don't have enough prisoners to give to the golf courses and stuff like that. If we didn't have this program, then we'd have people, to go out and work on the golf courses and things like that, right?
These individuals are pre-sentenced individuals. These are ones who are repeat drunk driving offenders who are given a bond that they can either meet or a signature bond with this intensive sanction program. Right now, our electronic monitoring program does not include pre-sentenced inmates. So these are all pre-adjudicated cases. So these would not be in the mix for electronic monitoring unless the sheriff decided to change that paradigm that we have in the jail right now.
So it doesn't apply right now?
It wouldn't apply right now, no, sir.
It's interesting.
And it also monitors, make sure they're not drinking again.
This is a very intensive program. The most of the clients have to give a urine sample several times a week here at the safety building. And some of them will wear a monitor on their ankle that measures alcohol level in their skin.
Wow.
So this is a very tough program to get through.
Anything else, Supervisor Poole? Anything else?
Nope.
Supervisor Ferg?
Is that tied in with Hope Council then too, or?
I don't know. I don't know if Hope Council has a connection to... These are run by state employees.
Okay.
But they run it out of our building. We're just supporting of it with this grant and with part of our budget.
I got a question. So I guess I'm just trying to understand. I kind of like the comment that Supervisor Poole made about if these people were in our custody, we could use them out in the golf course, things like that, so on and so forth. That being said, if they were in our jail, we're paying for them to be there at X amount of dollars a day, right?
Correct.
I mean, so we're saving that income because they're not there?
That's correct.
Am I right to assume that?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's roughly, it doesn't apply anyways in this case. Am I right on that?
That is.
Because it's pre-adjudication? Correct.
The sheriff does have the ability to do it legally, but he has chosen not to procedurally because a pre-sentenced inmate is a lot less known quantities there.
Okay.
They haven't been sentenced to 9 months that we know. Mm-hmm. There's a gray area with the pre-sentence inmate that the sheriff isn't ready to put them on our electronic monitoring.
So it's not innocent until proven guilty type thing, right? You know, they're innocent until proven guilty, but even though they're waiting sentencing or something, is that what that works?
My experience in the jail is a sentence inmate is probably more trustworthy than a gentleman who
right.
was sentenced yet.
Right.
So that may be the Constitution's innocent until proven guilty, but
right.
You know.
Okay, I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, but I appreciate Supervisor Poole thinking about that. I mean, that's we have an issue with that all the time. I mean,
we look at our electronic monitoring inmates and our work crew inmates every single day. We currently believe the judiciary is not as liberal as they could be with how they sentence inmates. These repeat drunk driving offenders, several of the judges will say, I want him sentenced to 9 months, but I want him to remain in jail and not forbid, because the sheriff can do what he wants, but, you know, really encourage no electronic monitoring for these gentlemen, because the judiciary, the ones who believe this, do not want a drunk driver out at home, spending their sentence at home. So that's why our electronic monitoring and our work crew population has decreased. That's our belief.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. So I guess this, my question also is, and I don't know if anybody here has the answer to it, but back Supervisor Molinaro would be always the first one to jump on. We have a problem with fourth and fifth time drunk drivers. Do you know what I mean? Why aren't they gone with one time? But that's not our issue. That's more of a state issue, I would assume, than to go on and debate, but I mean, it's just seems like we're getting them. What, these are third or fourth, fifth time people? You know what I mean?
Correct.
It's kind of redundant in my mind. Any other questions for Captain Halsey? Can I motion approve?
Motion approved.
Second.
First by Supervisor Poole, second by Supervisor Frederick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? 647, any other business allowed by law? I have none. 647, they have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
First by Supervisor Blau, second by Supervisor Poole. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's like you really want to stay here.
Right?
I don't want to talk all the time.
I wanted to stay here for at least an hour.
I need a bill.
By the way, congratulations on that.
3 days after.
Oh, thank you.
I'm there.
For the Battle of the Books? No. I wrote a show. I wrote a play. And it recently made it to the final.